Let me tell you something. And I can already feel my message has gone in a whole different direction. But my responsibility is not to preach what's on paper, but my responsibility is to preach what's in the spirit. And I hear the Lord say, tell my people that their praise is going to position them. That their praise is going to position them. That their praise is going to position them. That their praise is going to position them for absolute April. That their praise in April is going to position them for the greatest testimonies, for the greatest turnarounds, for the greatest triumphs. You can stay standing. I want you to get your Bible out quickly because I feel the prompting in my spirit. Turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 1. Some of you feel like, man, this year has been a lot. This year I've faced so many things, so many situations, so many circumstances. How is April going to be any different? And I'm here to tell you, if you'll just praise God, He's going to position you for your best month yet in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Now's not the time to grow quiet on me. I said hallelujah. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 1. Say positioned. Your praise is what's going to position you. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 1. The Bible says this. After this, the armies of the Moabites, Ammonites, and some of the Meunites declared war on Jehoshaphat. Messengers came and told Jehoshaphat, a vast army from Edom is marching against you from the beyond the Dead Sea. I don't know if the devil's been telling you that the month of April is going to be a terrible month for you. I don't know if the devil's been trying to send messages to let you know that there's going to be a casting down for you as well, just like everybody else. I don't know if the enemy has tried to send a vast army against you to let you know that the enemy is marching onto your direction and that the devil's coming for you, him and all of his demons, to stop you in your step. This was news that went to Jehoshaphat. A vast army is coming after you. I'm going to read a lot of scripture, but his scripture carries power. And so even as I begin to declare the scripture, every devil of oppression, every devil that's been harassing you, I decree and declare by the authority of the written word of God, that thing leaves your life today in Jesus' name. A vast army from Edom is marching against you from beyond the Dead Sea. Little does the devil know, last week we learned about being unstoppable. They are already at Hazon Tamar. This was another name for En-Gedi. Jehoshaphat was terrified by this news and begged the Lord for guidance. He also ordered everybody in Judah to begin fasting. Jesus said, when you fast. Man, a whole sermon is in my spirit right now. You want to have an unusual April, an absolute April where you see significant things? Jesus said, when you fast. He ordered everyone in Judah to begin fasting. So people from all the towns of Judah came to Jerusalem to seek the Lord's help. Jehoshaphat stood before the community of Judah and Jerusalem in front of the new courtyard at the temple of the Lord. He prayed. He prayed. He didn't complain. He didn't go find three people and tell them of how bad the situation is. He didn't go find four people or a group of people to mourn to or to go and tell them, man, do you know how difficult my situation is? Do you know what's been happening to me? Do you know what's been in front of me? Do you know how the devil's been harassing me? Do you know how the devil's been sending everybody against me? But Jehoshaphat didn't do that. The Bible says he prayed. Jesus said, when you pray. When you pray. If you don't pray, you'll become prey. O Lord God of our ancestors, this is the prayer, listen to this. O Lord God of our ancestors, O Lord God of our ancestors, you alone are the God who is in heaven. You are the ruler of all the kingdoms of the earth. Let me tell you something. He is the Lord that changeth not. He is the Lord that changeth not. He is alone the ruler of the heavens and the earth. O Lord, God of our ancestors, you alone are the God who is in heaven. You are ruler of all the kingdoms of the earth. You are powerful. You are mighty. And no one can stand against you. Oh, our God, did you not drive out those who lived in this land when your people of Israel arrived? And did you not give this land forever to the descendants of your friend Abraham? Your people settled here and built this temple to honor your name. They said, whenever we are faced with any calamity such as war, plague or famine, we can come and stand in your presence before this temple where your name is honored, and we can cry out to you to save us, and you will hear us and rescue us. Say this from your spirit, that is my God. Say that from your spirit, that is my God. Verse 10, and now see what the armies of the Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir are doing. You would not let our ancestors invade those around them and did not destroy them. Now see how they reward us, for they have come to throw us out of your land, which you gave us as an inheritance. You're still with me? Verse 12, oh our God, won't you stop them? We are powerless against this mighty army that is about to attack us. We do not know what to do, but we are looking to you for help. You might be facing some interesting situations already in the month of April. You might not know what to do, but I'm here to let somebody know that there's a God in heaven who knows exactly what to do. I said there's a God in heaven who knows exactly what to do. As all the men of Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, wives, and children, in other words, their family, the Spirit of the Lord came upon one of the men standing there. His name was Jahaziel, son of Zechariah, son of Benaiah, son of Jehiel, son of Mattaniah, a Levite who was a descendant of Asaph. He said, listen to this. Listen, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem. Listen, all you people of River Church. Listen, all you people of Faith Worship watching me at home. Listen, all you people. Listen, King Jehoshaphat. This is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged by this mighty army, for the battle is not yours, but God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Am I in church this morning? The battle is not yours, but the battle is the Lord's. Doesn't end there. Tomorrow, march out against them. And you will find them coming up through the ascent of Ziz at the end of the valley that opens into the wilderness of Jeruel. You see, God will never let you be surprised by the enemy. He'll let you know ahead of time. He'll let you know ahead of time so that you can watch the enemy be frustrated, so that you can watch the enemy be disappointed, so that you can watch the enemy's plans fail against you. He'll let you know ahead of time so that you can watch the devil be frustrated. Oh, Rangaliakata seketing in the Ambaba, God of heavens and the earth. Then King Jehoshaphat bowed low with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem did the same, worshiping the Lord. Then the Levites from the clan of Kohath and Korah stood to praise the Lord, the God of Israel. And it doesn't stop there. It says they stood to praise him with a very loud shout. Do you know that word that's used there for praise is the Hebrew word, the same one that's used in Psalm 22 that you always hear us make reference to. He inhabits the praises of his people. So as they stood there, they stood up boldly and began to shout. The kind of praise that provokes God to move. The kind of praise that just believes God and doesn't worry about what everybody else is saying, doesn't worry about what army might be coming for them, but simply just knows who their God is. And the Levites stood up and they began to shout. Some of you need to get your shout back. The devil's been closing your mouth. The devil's had your mouth shut. Look at what's happening on the news. You can't praise God. But God today is saying, get your eyes off of the natural and get your eyes onto the supernatural. Am I not the Lord who changeth not? God is asking some of you today, is the battle yours? You see, when you realize the battle's not yours, you can already start shouting. Because my God does not lose. And I'm on the Lord's side. And the Lord's side doesn't lose. See, when you know what's written, you know how it ends. When you know what the scripture says, you already know what's happening at the end. That's why you shout now. Someone's getting into position. Then the Levites from the clan of Kohath and Korah, these names, stood to praise the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud shout. You know, you shouldn't shout loud in church. God's not deaf. Well, God responded to this. So if you don't like shouting, you better move a little bit away from me because I'm about to shout. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hey! Hey, hallelujah. No more defeat. No more defeat. Oh, hallelujah. Your position in the victory. I said your position in the victory. Hey, somebody start shouting in this place. Somebody start shouting in this place. Woo! Glory to God. But wait, there's more. Tell the person next to you, but wait, there's more. Get ready to run this morning because this is going to be a different church service. If I served a dead God, I would also be quiet. But I know who my God is. I said, I know who my God is. I said, I know who my God is. Woo! Glory to God. Look at the person next to you and tell them, wait, there's more. Early the next morning, the army of Judah went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. On the way, Jehoshaphat stopped and said, listen to me, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God. Say, believe. Jesus would say, have faith in God. Say, I have faith in my God. Believe in the Lord your God and you will be able to stand firm. Believe in his prophets and you will succeed. You know what you must realize in the New Testament, context, them that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You have the Spirit of the living God on the inside of you. Believe in the Lord your God and you will be able to stand firm. Believe in his prophets and you will succeed. Verse 21, after consulting the people, the king appointed singers to walk ahead of the army, singing to the Lord and praising him for his holy splendor. And this is what they sang. Give thanks. Mandelekia taha. Give thanks to the Lord because he's faithful. Love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord for he's faithful. Love endures forever. And you know what the Bible says? New Living Translation says, At that very moment, not a couple of minutes later, not 3 days later, not a couple of situation and circumstances later, but the Bible says, at that very moment, they began to sing and give praise. The Lord caused the enemies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir to start fighting against themselves. Ambre de lebetiata At that very moment, they began to sing and give praise. The Lord caused the armies of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir to start fighting amongst themselves. Oh, glory to God. The armies of Moab and Ammon turned against each other, turned against the allies from Mount Seir, and killed every one of them. And they had destroyed the army of Seir. They began attacking each other. You're going to get this now. So when the army of Judah arrived, remember, the battle's not yours, the battle is the Lord. You see, you're more than a conqueror. You're not a conqueror. More than a conquerors don't even have to fight. They just get the title at the end of it. Hallelujah. Oh man, I'm glad to be in church today. Skaton deliata. So when the army of Judah arrived at the lookout point in the wilderness, all they saw were dead bodies lying on the ground as far as they could see. Not a single one of the enemy had escaped. I came to prophesy to somebody today. I came to decree and declare to God's people today, to the faithful, those who will open up their mouths and give God praise, that I'm telling you something. As you're praising Him now, He's going ahead of you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Give thanks to the Lord. His love endures forever. You don't even know it, but God is going ahead of you even now. And He's scattering your enemy. He's scattering the enemy. What the devil has formed to stop you in the month of April, as praise marks your household, you're going to walk by faith and not by sight. And you're not going to have to worry about anything that's in front of you, because He's already gone ahead of you. As the people of God began to praise, at that very moment, confusion fell in the enemy's camp. And that which the enemy meant to take you out, that which the enemy meant to destroy you and bring an end to you, your faithfulness to God will frustrate the devil in the month of April. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Everything that he's been trying to form against you, everything that he's been trying to do to stop you, as you open up your hands and open up your mouth this morning and begin to bless the name of the Lord. David said, I will bless the Lord, not sometimes. I will bless. You see, David had an insight into praise. I'm not just going to bless him 7 times a day. I'm not just going to bless him when I have breakfast, when I have lunch, when I have supper. But I'm going to bless him all times. Oh, begin to bless him now. Begin to lift up your hands and begin to bless him now. Everything that the devil meant for your destruction, I see my God causing confusion in the enemy's camp. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory to God. Someone shout, I'm positioned for my best month yet, because praise is in my mouth. But wait, there's more. Someone say, but wait, there's more. Because I want to prophesy this scripture that's going to happen this month in Jesus' name. Because the Bible says this. Glory to God. Not a single one of the enemy had escaped. King Jehoshaphat, that means that no devil that tries to come from you will escape in Jesus' name. I'm preaching to somebody today. Mantarayaka tosaka. King Jehoshaphat and his men went out to gather the plunder. they found vast amounts of equipment, clothing, and other valuables, more than they could carry. There was so much plunder that it took them 3 days to collect it all. And on the fourth day, they gathered in the Valley of Blessing. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! The same place, that same place where the devil meant to take them out. Oh, that place has a new name now. And on the fourth day, they gathered in the Valley of Blessing, which got its name on that day. That same day that the devil was trying to take them out, at that same place that God had told them about, where it was supposed to be their destruction, where it was supposed to be their downfall, it was actually going to be a name change, because God is turning everything around. Everything that the devil tried to form against you, everything that the devil tried to send your way to take you out, that valley got a new name, the Valley of Blessing, which got its name on that day. But wait, there's more. Because the people, why? The people praised and thanked the Lord there. It is still called the Valley of Blessing today. Then all of the men returned to Jerusalem with Jehoshaphat leading them, overjoyed that the Lord had given them victory over their enemies. Glory to God. Verse 28, they marched into Jerusalem to the music of harps, lyres, trumpets, and they proceeded to the temple of the Lord. Verse 29. Verse 29. When all the surrounding kingdoms heard, when all the surrounding kingdoms heard, when all the surrounding kingdoms heard that the Lord himself had fought against the enemies of Israel, the fear of God the fear of God came over all of them. I came to preach to somebody this morning that if you'll fill your mouth with praise, and if in the month of April you'll let praise shoot forth from your lips, and you'll bless the Lord continually, and his praise will always be in your mouth and will always flow from your habitation, not only will the people around you hear about it, but the kingdoms of this world will hear, and the fear of God will come upon them, because you serve a God who doesn't leave you high and dry. You serve a God who fights for you. Stand up on your feet, everybody in this place. Stand up on your feet if you're at home. Begin to lift up your hands. Lift up holy hands to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And let praise be in your mouth. Begin to bless him. Begin to bless him. Begin to bless him. That April is going to be your absolute April. That April is going to be your month of significant triumph, significant testimony, significant turnaround. Oh, I can't hear you. The Bible says the Levites lifted up a loud shout, a loud shout, a loud shout.